Now, just still joining me in the studio, we're good old Natter off air. Been chatting away. You can come here again, can't you, Joe?
Absolutely.
There we go. Joe's allowed it. That's fine. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Pete Adams, a.k.a. Dirty Boots. Why is it Dirty Boots?
Don't know. I like the sound of it.
Is that a nickname or something? It's not from
the back. I did, after looking the, I can't tell you what it is. It wasn't for me and then till I digged a little deeper with the name or dug a little can't say digged can you dug a little deeper with the name and found out that it's in the Urban Dictionary it means something
oh dear
not so cool.
I love looking up the Urban Dictionary. It's great, isn't it? You go, that mean? You go, oh, I say.
I know. And then I wanted to call the album the Chivalrous Hombre, which is the first track, and people said, oh, it's a bit difficult to type.
A bit difficult to say as well.
So I ended up with Dirty Boots because it just rolled off the tongue. It sounded hip. And
that doesn't sound right. A dirty boot rolling off the tongue, does it?
You don't want that.
No, moving swiftly on. Anyway, it's stuck in everyone's mind now. They're going, really dirty boots? There we go. Now, Evita.
Oh, God, yeah.
With the lovely Madonna.
Yeah, oh, that's right, yeah. No, that was... So Evita is the film, music by Angela Weber. So I had a very long career with Andrew. You know, it goes back to about 1985. I started doing shows in the West End for him.
Yeah.
Which led then on to pretty much everything he recorded in, you know, that would suit piano I got, which was great. And I ended up here, I was on tour at the time with Tom out in Japan. I got flown back, especially to this. I'd done the whole film, actually, the film Evita with Alan Parker directing, and Nigel was producing the music, Nigel Wright, who I mentioned before. And we ended up doing most of it in Whitfield Street, which is not there anymore.
Yeah.
That's gone. Got flown back to do the last track, which was needed for the film, to have a last song, which was added, You Must Love Me.
Mm.
Came the single from the film and got lots of plays. That just featured me, myself on piano, Madonna singing, and Caroline Dale on cello. And I remember we're in the process of recording, I'm in playing, Madonna's right next to me and Caroline's just across the room there, and we're playing, we're doing the version, and Andrew wasn't happy with my performance of the music.
How rude, dreadful.
How dare he? He only wrote it. I ended up going into the control room, beckoned into the control room, and Andrew's going, well, it's not like this, it needs to be this, and this needs to stop here, and then more, this needs to come down, and then he went in and played it, and he plays okay.
Mm.
That's not his fault. Tell you, that's why I'm there.
Yeah.
I was getting a good idea of what he meant by his performance. And Alan Parker leant across to me and said, do you know what he's on about? And I said, well, yeah, I do. And he went, oh, thank God for that. Because none of us do.
Words to that effect.
It was all pretty much worse. It's studio speak.
Studio dirty language.
I did have a very good idea of what he wanted just by him doing his version of it, and then I went and recorded it. I think we got it in take two.
Yeah.
And I did all the piano on the film. Yeah. Evita is not easy. It's something that. Really a schooled singer, very, you know, because there are only a few people that can do it very well. She knew it.
Yeah.
She'd learnt it. She knew it. I didn't have to help her in any way. She knew it note for note. She was bang on. There's no doubt about that. She did a great job.
Professional lady.
Very professional. Yeah. And also I did a Top of the Pops with her as well during that time, because I think we just got on very well, and she invited the band to go on Top of the Pops.
I'm going to ask you this, any electrical problems on stage? Tell us about some of the disasters that can happen.
Yes, Glastonbury with Tom Jones,
right.
Where I'm playing Hammond, and the Hammond organ relies on steady voltage. So we're at Glastonbury and I'm trying to play the Hammond, and so I go wow, and it just keeps going up and down in pitch, so it's completely useless. I used to have back in the early 80s a little pub gig in the East End. That's where I learnt my craft. And I turned up and, you know, I was in a bit of a hurry. I don't know why I was in a hurry. Get to the gig, getting all my gear out, get the stand out, the bags, and no keyboard. So that's happened.
So really,
drove home to get it.
Yes, that's a little bit unfortunate, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it happens to the best of us.
Do you remember that? You will remember this. Joe won't remember, but do you remember that wasn't it? Shouldn't really mention his name. That thing.
Stylophone.
That was it. Did you have one of those?
I've still got one.
I've got one in the loft. Have you got it? No, Joe's going, I don't know what you're talking about. Stylophone.
No, I've got one. I'm going to go and play it when I get home.
I tell you what, put a solo in that somewhere. There's only, what is it, 8 notes on
well,
it?
Well, you know, there's I can tell you a couple of tracks it featured on that you'll all know. Space Oddity, David Bowie.
Oh.
It's on, the Stylophone is on there. You can hear it clearly.
Yeah.
And also Crazy Horses by the Osmonds.
No.
Crazy Horses. That's a Stylophone.
I didn't know that. I thought it was a guitar.
No.
Well, the things you look, there's people out there going, if you don't know who they are, well, you just turn off now. So you've got the album, it is out now to buy. You can get it through your website, which is all the W's, dirtybootsalbum.com.
Dirtybootsalbum.com.
And you're also all over Facebook as well.
All over Facebook, and it's on iTunes, Dirty Boots by Pete Adams on iTunes.
And you've got, how many tracks are on there again?
Ten.
Ten tracks.
Ten, well, nine band tracks and a solo piano on the end.
You're going to be going out to gig this album? Or?
Yeah, I'm waiting to see, obviously, I want to build an audience before I go and struggle up and down the motorway trying to find an audience. So that's why I've done it this way. I'm probably going to start maybe gigging it towards the end of the year rather than looking at this year at all, and hopefully get into some festivals and things towards 2017 would be nice.
Lovely. Well, it's been, thank you so much for coming in today. I've been having a right old chat, haven't I, Joe?
You have indeed.
Even off air, we're still chatting away. It's been fantastic. It's lovely to meet both
it's
of
been
you.
Good to be
and
here.
And say hello to Joe as well. Hi, Joe.
Hi.
There you go. I have to give the mention in the background.
Thank you very much.
See, if you've been doing anything live, we would have been sort of clapping. I know we haven't got a keyboard.
We need a bigger. We need to get a band situation going.
Oh, it'd be lovely. Yeah. And just sort of staying here the whole day.
Just a whole day of.
Yeah,
recording.
Just lock everybody else out.
Yeah,
they don't mind.
Yeah, have a sing along.
Now I've got tomorrow. Steve Brookstein, and you were saying you knew.
Steve? Well, when he won the X Factor, I was in the band. So I did X Factor for 7 years from when it started. In fact,
that was
literally played off the floor, that program, with strings, brass, and everything all in one room. And then 7 years later, it wasn't. So that's the story of technology for you.
That's sad, really, because it's nothing like the sound of a live band.
It is, and I'm happy to expose it, really, because I just think, you know, come on, let's go back and let's have just musicians doing everything rather than computers doing anything.
The only thing you get at the moment is Strictly Come Dancing, and I love the fact
great
that
band.
Actually they name-check all the vocalists now as well.
Yeah, I know probably all that band.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, because Trevor Barry on bass, he does Yusuf with me.
Mm.
I mean, I've worked with them all. I know Dave Arch. I've known Dave Arch since we used to play in a big band together, where he's the musical director of Strictly, and we used to play back in when we were teens.
Yeah,
we used to share a chair, the piano chair, and the. So I've known Dave. He's done string arrangements on tracks that I've written and stuff like that as well. So I've known him for years.
So you've got the album's out now, Dirty Boots. Get yourself a copy. You can download it on iTunes. You can buy an actual physical copy, which people always like.
I haven't got a physical copy.
I thought you had the physical. That's the CD you bought.
I just burnt that one for you.
You're not allowed to do that. It's illegal.
It's mine.
Well, whatever.
No, you see, that I'm wondering about physical CDs yet, because obviously there's an environmental issue with CDs. They also we're on the cusp of it being basically obsolete.
Yeah.
As a medium. And I know people still like them, but you know, if you downloaded, say, for instance, the WAV off my website, which is 24-bit, then you're better quality than the CD, which is only 16-bit.
Yeah.
So, you know, and the MP3s are good. They sound great. I'm very pleased with the way iTunes have presented my album and the way they've converted it. It sounds absolutely fabulous.
It's because you want people to sign things, that's it. You go, can you sign that for me? And you can't do it, can you? You've got, like, memory stick. You'd never get your signature on that.
No, I'm happy to burn for when I start doing gigs. I think that'd be the way to do it. But, and also, I would like to go vinyl. I mean, I'd love to go vinyl with it. But I'm still wondering about the environmental issues and whether you know what medium is going to be the one to take us into 2017, for instance.
Yeah, who would have known with the industry? You know, you would have known when vinyl was out. So would I. And cassettes, people are going, what are you talking about?
Mm.
But you know, just see how quickly over the last
very fast,
it's very fast. So who knows what's going to be in it? Probably an implant in the head.
I was thinking that. Really quite a light one, then I could, you know, just sort of, you know, yeah, you just fall asleep to your whatever music, you just think about it and it just comes on. That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I want to fall asleep with Tom Jones.
Oh,
but that's another story. Anyway, moving swiftly on. If you do want to find out more and you want to get a copy of the album, I don't know why I said that. Probably, hopefully he's not listening. Pete Adams, a.k.a. Dirty Boots. You can get the album on iTunes. Also, you can go to the website, all the www.dirtybootsalbum.com. And you can also check Pete out on Dirty Boots on Facebook as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm on Facebook, all over Facebook.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh,
and if you've
thank you
missed
having
the
me.
Beginning bit, we this will be up on the website.
Oh, good. That'd be good.
And we're going to end on a song.
Yes, this is called the Chivalrous Hombre. This is the track number one. It features Ralph Salmins on drums, Phil Scragg on bass, John Themis on nylon string guitar, and myself on piano.
Lovely.
Oh,
thank you. Here
it's
we
been
go.
Great to be here.
Nice to meet you too. Here we go.